Chapter 92. Hybrid High Voltage Batteries. Hybrid Auxiliary Batteries. Purpose and function. Every electrical component in a vehicle is supplied current from the battery. The battery is one of the most important parts of a vehicle because it is the heart or foundation of the electrical system. The primary purpose of an automotive battery is to provide a source of electrical power for all of the vehicle electrical needs. In a hybrid electric vehicle, abbreviated HEV, the 12-volt auxiliary battery is used to power all of the 12-volt accessories and power the electronic controller for the high-voltage system. The battery must be in good, serviceable condition to assure correct hybrid vehicle operation. The battery must be confirmed to be in serviceable condition before performing any electrical system testing. Hybrid and electric vehicle high-voltage batteries. Purpose and function. Most HEVs use dual-voltage electrical systems. The high-voltage abbreviated HV system is used to power the electric drive, or traction, motor, while a conventional 12-volt system is used to power all other aspects of vehicle operation. One advantage to using this system is that the vehicle can use any conventional electrical accessories in its design. Tech tip. The hybrid electric vehicle does not start if the auxiliary battery is discharged. If the 12-volt auxiliary battery is discharged or defective, it cannot power the electronic controller used to start the vehicle. The gasoline engine does not start, nor does the vehicle move, under high-voltage battery power. If nothing happens when the vehicle is attempted to be started, always start the diagnosis with the state of charge and condition of the auxiliary 12-volt battery. Frequently asked question. Can hybrid electric vehicles be jump-started? Yes. When the auxiliary 12-volt battery is discharged, the vehicle does not move under battery power from the high-voltage battery and the gasoline engine does not start and run. The auxiliary battery is needed to power the electronics so that the controller can start the gasoline engine and control the flow of electrical power to the drive, or traction, motors. If the 12-volt battery is discharged, then it can be jump-started and charged the same as any other vehicle equipped with a 12-volt battery. Note, it is possible for an HEV to have three separate voltage systems. The Toyota Highlander HEV has a 12-volt auxiliary system, a 42-volt system for the electric power assist steering, and a 288-volt system for the hybrid drive. Refer to Figure 92-1. The high-voltage battery and motor controls are located behind the rear passenger's seat in a Honda Civic. Electric motor requirements. HEVs use high-output electric motors to drive and assist vehicle movement. These motors are rated anywhere from 10 to 50 kilowatts, so they consume large amounts of electrical power during operation. If a conventional 12-volt electrical system was used to power these motors, the amount of current flow required would be extremely large and the cables used to transmit this energy would also be so large as to be impractical. Also, the motors used in these systems would have large gauge windings and would be big and heavy relative to their power output. Automotive engineers overcome this problem by increasing the voltage provided to the motors, thus decreasing the amount of current that must flow to meet the motor's wattage requirements. See frequently asked question, why do higher voltage motors draw less current? Smaller amounts of current flowing in the cables mean that the cables can be sized smaller, making it much more practical to place a battery in the rear of the vehicle and run cables from there to the drive motor in the engine compartment. See Figure 92-1. The motors can also be made much smaller and more powerful when they are designed to operate on higher voltages. Nickel metal hydride batteries. Uses. Most current production HEVs use nickel metal hydride, abbreviated NIMH, battery technology for the high voltage battery. Nickel metal hydride batteries are being used for these applications because of their performance characteristics, such as specific energy, cycle life, and safety. From a manufacturing perspective, the nickel metal hydride battery is attractive because the materials used in its construction are plentiful and recyclable. Description and operation. Nickel metal hydride batteries use a positive electrode made of nickel hydroxide and potassium hydroxide electrolyte. The nominal voltage of a nickel metal hydride battery cell is 1.2 volts. The negative electrode is unique, however, in that it is a hydrogen-absorbing alloy, also known as a metal hydride. Electrolyte. Nickel metal hydride batteries are known as alkaline batteries due to the alkaline, or pH greater than 7, nature of the electrolyte. The electrolyte is aqueous potassium hydroxide. Potassium hydroxide works very well for this application because it does not corrode the other parts of the battery and can be housed in a sealed steel container. Also, potassium hydroxide does not take part in the chemical reaction of the battery, so the electrolyte concentration stays constant at any given state of charge. These factors help the nickel metal hydride battery achieve high power performance and excellent cycle life. See Figure 92-2. Figure 92-2: A nickel metal hydride battery cell. The unique element in a nickel metal hydride cell is the negative electrode, which is a hydrogen absorbing alloy. The positive electrode is nickel hydroxide. The electrolyte does not enter into the chemical reaction and is able to maintain a constant conductivity, regardless of the state of charge of the cell. Frequently asked question: why do higher voltage motors draw less current? Keep in mind that an electric motor is powered by wattage. Every electric motor is rated according to the amount of power, in watts, it consumes. Power is calculated using the following formula: power in watts equals current, in amperes, times voltage, in volts. An electric motor rated at 144 watts consumes 12 amperes at 12 volts of applied voltage. 12 volts times 12 amperes equals 144 watts. If this same motor was powered with 6 volts, it would draw 24 amperes to achieve the same power output. This increase in current draw would require a much bigger cable to efficiently transmit the electric current and minimize voltage drop. The motor windings would also have to be much heavier to handle this increased current. Imagine that we power this same motor with a 144-volt battery. Now we require only 1 ampere of electrical current to operate the motor. 144 volts times 1 ampere equals 144 watts. The cable required to transmit this current could be sized much smaller, and it is now much easier to run the cables over the length of the car without significant power loss. Also, the electric motor can be made much smaller and more efficient when less current is needed to power it. Some hybrid systems have motors that operate at up to 650 volts in an effort to increase system efficiency. Well, for this application, because it does not corrode the other parts of the battery and can be housed in a sealed steel container. Also, potassium hydroxide does not take part in the chemical reaction of the battery, so the electrolyte concentration stays constant at any given state of charge. These factors help the nickel metal hydride battery achieve high power performance and excellent cycle life. See Figure 92-2. Refer to Figure 92-3. Chemical reactions inside a nickel metal hydride cell. Charging and discharging both involve an exchange of hydrogen ions, or protons, between the two electrodes. Operation during charging. During battery charging, hydrogen ions, or protons, travel from the positive electrode to the negative electrode, where they are absorbed into the metal hydride material. The electrolyte does not participate in the reaction and acts only as a medium for the hydrogen ions to travel through. Operation during discharging. When the battery is discharged, this process reverses, with the hydrogen ions, or protons, traveling from the negative electrode back to the positive electrode. The density of the electrodes changes somewhat during the charge-discharge process, but this is kept to a minimum as only protons are exchanged during battery cycling. Electrode stability due to minimal density changes is one of the reasons why the nickel metal hydride battery has very good cycle life. See Figure 92-3. Advantages. Nickel-based alkaline batteries have a number of advantages over other battery designs. These include the following: high specific energy. The nickel electrode can be manufactured with large surface areas, which increase the overall battery capacity. The electrolyte does not react with steel, so nickel metal hydride batteries can be housed in sealed steel containers that transfer heat reasonably well. The materials used in nickel metal hydride batteries are environmentally friendly and can be recycled. Excellent cycle life. Durable and safe. Disadvantages. Disadvantages of the nickel metal hydride battery include the following: high rate of self-discharge, especially at elevated temperatures. Moderate levels of memory effect, although this seems to be less prominent in newer designs. Moderate to high cost. Nickel metal hydride battery designs. There are two primary designs for a nickel metal hydride battery cell. These are: number 1. Cylindrical type. The cylindrical type has the active materials made in long ribbons and arranged in a spiral fashion inside a steel cylinder case. The negative electrode is wound alongside the positive electrode, and the separator material holding the electrolyte is placed between them. The negative electrode is attached to the steel battery case, while the positive electrode is attached to the terminal at the top of the battery. There is a self-resealing safety vent located at the top of the battery case, which relieves internal pressure in case of overcharge, short-circuiting, reverse charge, or other abuse. Cylindrical cells are often constructed very similar to a conventional D cell. Cylindrical cells are most often incorporated into modules with a group of 6 cells connected in series. This creates a single battery module with a 7.2-volt output. Groups of these modules can then be connected in series to create higher voltage battery packs. See Figure 92-4. 2. Prismatic type. The prismatic type is a rectangular or box-like design with the active materials formed into flat plates, much like a conventional lead-acid battery. The positive and negative plates are placed alternately in the battery case, with tabs used to connect the plate groups. Separator material is placed between the plates to prevent them from touching, but still allow electrolyte to circulate freely. See Figure 92-5. Refer to Figure 92-4. Cylindrical type nickel metal hydride batteries are made with stainless steel housing. Battery cells are connected in series. Each cell of a nickel metal hydride battery produces only 1.2 volts. In order to create a battery pack that is capable of producing high voltage, many individual nickel metal hydride cells must be connected in series. See Figure 92-6. Battery designers are limited by the nominal cell voltage of the battery technology. In the case of nickel metal hydride batteries, each cell is capable of producing only 1.2 volts. A high voltage battery based on nickel metal hydride technology must be built using multiples of 1.2 volts. In order to build a 144 volt battery, 114 individual nickel metal hydride cells must be connected together in series, 144 times 1.2 volts. Obviously, the higher the voltage output of the battery, the greater the number of individual battery cells that must be used to achieve the necessary voltage. See Figures 92-7 and 92-8. High voltage battery cooling. High operating temperatures can lower performance and cause damage to a nickel metal hydride battery pack. All current production HEVs use air cooling to control high voltage battery pack temperature. Cabin air is circulated over the battery cells using an electric fan and ducting inside the vehicle. See Figure 92-9. Temperature sensors, or thermistors, are mounted in various locations in the battery pack housing to send data to the module responsible for controlling battery temperature. These inputs are used to help determine battery charge rate and cooling fan operation. In the case of the Ford Escape Hybrid, the air conditioning system has an extra zone that cools the air being circulated over the high voltage battery pack. See Figure 92-10. Lithium-ion high voltage batteries. Uses. A battery design that shows a great deal of promise for EVs and HEVs applications is lithium-ion, Li-ion, technology. Lithium-ion batteries have been used extensively in consumer electronics since 1991 and are currently used in the following vehicles: Chevrolet Volt, Nissan Leaf, Chevrolet Bolt, and Tesla. See Figure 92-11. Refer to Figure 92-5. A prismatic nickel metal hydride cell. Prismatic cells are built with flat plates and separators similar to conventional lead-acid batteries. Refer to Figure 92-6. Each cell has 1.25 volts and a group of 6, as shown, has 7.5 volts. These sections are then connected to other sections to create the high-voltage battery pack. Frequently asked question. How is SOC of a nickel metal hydride battery determine the state of charge abbreviated, SOC? Of a nickel metal hydride battery cannot be measured using cell voltage alone. Instead, SOC is determined using a complex calculation based on battery temperature, output current, and cell voltage. Accurate SOC measurements are critical for maximizing nickel metal hydride battery performance and service life. Refer to Figure 92-7. A prismatic nickel metal hydride module from a Toyota Prius high voltage battery pack. The battery posts are located on the left and right sides of the module. A self-resealing vent is located on the top right for venting hydrogen gas if the module overheats. Refer to Figure 92-8. A Toyota Camry hybrid high-voltage battery pack with modules connected in series. Refer to Figure 92-9. The battery cooling system for a Toyota hybrid SUV. All production hybrid high-voltage battery packs are air-cooled. Note the air intake vents located under the seats. Refer to Figure 92-10. The high-voltage battery cooling system from a Ford Escape Hybrid. Ford uses outside air to cool the battery pack, then increases cooling with a separate zone in the AC system, when necessary. Refer to Figure 92-11. A Tesla Model S charge port is located at the left rear behind a door and uses a unique plug that is only used by Tesla. Frequently asked questions. How many types of lithium-ion batteries are there? There are numerous types of lithium-ion batteries, and the list is growing. While every component of the battery is under development, The primary difference between the various designs is the materials used for the positive electrode or cathode. The original lithium-ion cell design used lithium cobalt oxide for its cathode, which has good energy storage characteristics, but suffers chemical breakdown at relatively low temperatures. This failure results in the release of heat and oxygen, which often leads to a fire or explosion as the electrolyte ignites. In order to make lithium-ion batteries safer and more durable, a number of alternative cathode materials have been formulated. One of the more promising cathode designs for automotive applications is lithium iron phosphate, which is stable at higher temperatures and releases less energy when it does suffer breakdown. Other lithium ion cathode designs include the following: lithium nickel cobalt oxide, lithium metal oxide, nickel cobalt manganese, nickel cobalt aluminum, and manganese oxide spinel. Research and development continues on not only cathode design, but also anodes, separator materials, and electrolyte chemistry. Description: a lithium-ion cell is so named because, during battery cycling, lithium ions move back and forth between the positive and negative electrodes. Lithium ion has approximately twice the specific energy of nickel metal hydride. Refer to Figure 92-12. Construction of a cylindrical lithium-ion cell. Note the pressure relief valve and exhaust gas hole that relieves internal battery pressure if it gets too hot. Construction: the positive electrode in a conventional lithium-ion battery has lithium cobalt oxide as its main ingredient, with the negative electrode being made from a specialty carbon. The electrolyte is an organic solvent, and this is held in a separator layer between the two electrode plates. To prevent battery rupture and ensure safety, a pressure release valve is built into the battery's housing that releases gas if the internal pressure rises above a preset point. See Figure 92-12. Operation: the lithium-ion cell is designed so that lithium ions can pass back and forth between the electrodes when the battery is in operation. Number 1. During battery discharge, lithium ions leave the anode, or negative electrode, and enter the cathode, positive electrode. Number 2. The reverse takes place when the battery is charging. Advantages: lithium-ion batteries have the following advantages: high specific energy, good high temperature performance, low self-discharge, minimal memory effect, and high nominal cell voltage. The nominal voltage of a lithium-ion cell is 3.6 volts, which is 3 times that of nickel-based alkaline batteries. This allows for fewer battery cells being required to produce high voltage from a high-voltage battery. See Figure 92-13. Disadvantages: disadvantages of the lithium-ion battery include high cost and issues related to battery overheating. Note: early lithium-ion battery designs have experienced problems with thermal runaway, which has led to fire and even explosions. Lithium-ion battery packs in automotive applications must be designed with cooling and safety systems that prevent overheating and isolate cell failures. Refer to Figure 92-13. One advantage of a lithium-ion cell is that it produces 3.6 volts, whereas a nickel metal hydride cell produces only 1.2 volts. Frequently asked question: what were the causes of lithium-ion battery failure? 3 major factors are responsible for failure of lithium-ion batteries: operating the cells outside their required voltage range of 2 to 4 volts, operating the cells outside their required temperature range of 32 degrees to 176 degrees Fahrenheit, or 0 degrees to 80 degrees Celsius, short circuits, internal or external. For these reasons, lithium-ion battery packs in automotive applications require precise battery management using specialized cooling and safety systems. State of charge management: the high-voltage battery in a hybrid electric vehicle is subjected to constant charging and discharging during normal operation. The battery can overheat under the following conditions. Number 1. The battery state of charge rises above 80%. Number 2. The battery is placed under a load when its SOC is below 20%. In order to prevent overheating and maximize service life, the battery SOC must be carefully managed. In most HEV applications, a target SOC of 60% is used, and the battery is then cycled so its SOC varies no more than 20% higher or lower than the target. See Figure 92-14. Note: the Chevrolet Volt is designed to allow the state of charge to drop to 25% to 35% before the gasoline engine is started to maintain that level of state of charge. The cooling system and software are designed to allow this reduced SOC so that the vehicle can be driven for an extended distance without having to start the engine. High voltage battery and disconnect location. Purpose and function. Most HEVs are equipped with a high voltage disconnect switch or connector that is used to cut off high voltage from the rest of the system beyond the battery pack. This disconnect does not need to be removed or switched unless service work is being performed on the high voltage circuits in the vehicle. Always follow the exact safety instruction as stated in service information before working around any of the high voltage components or wiring. Refer to Figure 92-14. The high voltage battery pack SOC is maintained in a relatively narrow range to prevent overheating and maximize service life. Battery type and safety switch plug location. See service information for the location and type of batteries used for the high voltage system and the location of the high voltage disconnect switch. Other high voltage battery types. There are many different types of batteries that are not currently being used in electric or hybrid electric vehicles, but may find other applications in future vehicles. These types of batteries include the following types. Nickel-cadmium. The nickel-cadmium design is known as an alkaline battery, because of the alkaline nature of its electrolyte. Alkaline batteries generate electrical energy through the chemical reaction of a metal with oxygen in an alkaline electrolyte. A nickel-cadmium battery uses the following materials. Nickel hydroxide for the positive electrode. Metallic cadmium for the negative electrode. And potassium hydroxide, an alkaline solution, for the electrolyte. The nominal voltage of a nickel-cadmium battery cell is 1.2 volts. Advantages of nickel-cadmium batteries include good low temperature performance, long life, excellent reliability, and low maintenance requirements. Disadvantages of nickel-cadmium batteries include nickel-cadmium batteries have a specific energy that is only slightly better than lead-acid technology, and suffers from toxicity related to its cadmium content. Lithium polymer. The lithium polymer, or Li-Poly, battery design came out of the development of solid-state electrolytes in the 1970s. Solid-state electrolytes are solids that can conduct ions but do not allow electrons to move through them. Since lithium polymer batteries use solid electrolytes, they are known as solid-state batteries. Solid polymer is much less flammable than liquid electrolytes and is able to conduct ions at temperatures above 140 degrees Fahrenheit, or 60 degrees Celsius. Advantages. Li-poly batteries show good promise for EV and HEV applications for a number of reasons, including the following. The lithium in the battery is an ionic form, making the battery safer because it is much less reactive than pure lithium metal. The Li-poly battery cell can be made in many different shapes and forms, so they can be made to fit into the available space in the vehicle chassis. Li-poly batteries have good cycle and calendar life, and have the potential to have the highest specific energy and power of any battery technology. Disadvantages. The major disadvantage with the Li-poly battery is that it is a high temperature design and must be operated between 176 degrees Fahrenheit and 248 degrees Fahrenheit, or 80 degrees Celsius and 120 degrees Celsius. Frequently asked questions. How is an alkaline battery different from a lead-acid battery? Lead-acid batteries use sulfuric acid as the electrolyte, which acts as the medium between the battery's positive and negative electrodes. Acids have a pH that is below 7, and pure water has a pH of exactly 7. If electrolyte from a lead-acid battery is spilled, it can be neutralized using a solution of baking soda and water, or an alkaline solution. Alkaline batteries use an electrolyte, such as potassium hydroxide, which has a pH greater than 7. This means that the electrolyte solution is basic, which is the opposite of acidic. If an alkaline battery's electrolyte is spilled, it can be neutralized using a solution of vinegar and water. Vinegar is acidic. Both nickel-cadmium and nickel-metal hydride batteries are alkaline battery designs. Zinc air. The zinc air design is a mechanically rechargeable battery. This is because it uses a positive electrode of gaseous oxygen and a sacrificial negative electrode made of zinc. The negative electrode is spent during the discharge cycle, and the battery is recharged by replacing the zinc electrodes. Zinc air is one of several metal air battery designs, others include aluminum air and iron air, that must be recharged by replacement of the negative electrode, or anode. See Figure 92-15. Advantages. Zinc air has a very high specific energy and efficiency, and the potential range of an EV vehicle equipped with a zinc air battery is up to 600 km. Zinc air batteries can be recharged very quickly, since a full recharge is achieved through replacement of the zinc electrodes. Disadvantages. The primary disadvantage with this design is the level of infrastructure required to make recharging practical. Refer to Figure 92-15. Zinc air batteries are recharged by replacing the zinc anodes. These batteries are also considered to be a type of fuel cell, because the positive electrode is oxygen taken from atmospheric air. Zebra battery. Construction. The Zebra battery is a sodium metal chloride battery. This battery was invented in 1985 by the Zeolite Battery Research Africa, Zebra, project. This type of battery uses two different electrolytes, first, the beta alumina similar to the sodium sulfur design, then another layer of electrolyte between the beta alumina and the positive electrode. See Figure 92-16. Advantage. This design has been used successfully in various applications and has proven to be safe under all operating conditions. Sodium metal chloride technology is considered to have very good potential for NMHEV applications. Disadvantage. A disadvantage of the sodium metal chloride design is high operating temperatures. Refer to Figure 92-16. Sodium metal chloride batteries are also known as Zebra batteries. These batteries are lightweight, 40% of the weight of lead acid, and have a high energy density. Battery comparison. Chart 92-1 shows a comparison of specific energy and nominal voltage for the various battery technologies. Refer to Chart 92-1. Secondary type battery comparison showing specifications and limitations. Refer to Figure 92-17. A snap-on Solus scan tool displays the state of charge of the high-voltage battery under the heading of high-voltage ECM. Refer to Figure 92-18. The internal resistance of the battery blocks are available on the data stream, as shown, using an aftermarket scan tool. The internal resistance should be between 15 and 40 milliohms. High-voltage battery monitor. State of charge. The high-voltage battery pack controller monitors the SOC. During acceleration, the battery pack SOC may drop slightly, and then rises when the vehicle decelerates as a result of regenerative braking, which charges the high-voltage battery. Scan data displays charge and discharge levels. Normal operating high-voltage battery SOC range for most hybrid electric vehicles is within 52% to 68%. When the SOC drops to 50%, the internal combustion engine starts to recharge the high-voltage batteries. This means that the idle stop, or start-stop, function is disabled if the SOC is at or below 50% and resumes after it reaches 52% or higher in most cases. See Figure 92-17. If the SOC reaches 80% or higher, the regenerative braking stops. This means that during vehicle braking when the SOC is high, a harder than normal brake pedal effort is often noticed. Reduction of electric traction motor power occurs when the SOC falls to 40%. If the internal combustion engine does start, there is little or no electric assist from the electric traction motor. This likely only occurs if the vehicle runs out of fuel for the internal combustion engine and the vehicle operates on electric power alone. However, the main warning light is on in the system sets and stores multiple diagnostic trouble codes, DTCs, if this happens. Scan data test procedure. Connect the scan tool and select the vehicle. Select the following parameter identification items. Battery temperature. Battery voltage. State of charge. Battery current draw. And check the battery block internal resistance as displayed on a scan tool for Toyota Lexus HEVs. Normal internal resistance is 15 to 40 milliohms. See Figure 92-18. Tech tip. Check state of charge first. If a hybrid vehicle owner complains of a lack of power on acceleration, check the state of charge first. There may be nothing wrong with the traction motor or its controller. It may be simply that the high-voltage battery pack is not within a normal state of charge, usually due to a fault with the battery pack or related electrical connections. Out-of-vehicle high-voltage battery service. Procedure: start high-voltage battery pack service by performing the following steps. Step 1. Remove the safety disconnect switch. When the safety disconnect switch is removed, the high voltage is isolated within the battery pack itself. Step 2. Wait 15 minutes for capacitors to discharge. Step 3. Wear Class 0 gloves. Step 4. Place high voltage battery pack on wood or rubber mat, and use insulated tools. After disassembling the high voltage battery pack, work involves individual battery modules. As long as there is contact with just one block of batteries at a time, there is no danger, as the voltage level is about the same as with a conventional 12-volt battery. Check the voltage of each module. Do not use battery modules that are below 5.4 volts, or 10.8 volts for a block, which is the lower limit on cell voltage. Even if the modules can be recharged, they have a short service life. If batteries are below 7.5 volts, charge at a maximum of 16 volts at 2 to 6 ampere rate. Monitor battery temperature and do not allow the battery to overheat and do not allow the temperature to exceed 120 degrees Fahrenheit, or 50 degrees Celsius. Allow the voltage to stabilize after being charged. Then record the no-load voltage to be used for the internal resistance calculation. In this example, assume a voltage of 15.21 volts. Use a high-wattage resistor to apply a load to the batteries. A 1.5 ohm resistor rated at 25 watts is often used to provide a load. Apply the load resistor and measure the new voltage and current values. Determine internal resistance. To determine the internal resistance of a battery block, or two modules, compare the unloaded voltage to the voltage of the block under the load that was applied by the resistor, which is called the delta or the change in the voltage. This difference is then divided by the measured current in amperes that was measured during the load test using the 1.5 ohm resistor. For example, if the current is 9.6 amps with voltage at 15.50 volts, then the internal resistance is 30 milliamps. This tested salvage battery can be used to replace a defective battery module in a vehicle that has battery block resistance of 25 to 35 milliamps. Always try to match the internal resistance as close as possible. Match state of charge. Connecting batteries in series requires the batteries be close to the same voltage. Series connected batteries receive the same charge-discharge current, and an undercharged battery never catches up with the rest of the battery pack. A DTC is generated if there is a 0.30 volt difference in battery block voltages. High voltage battery charging. During normal vehicle operation, the charge and discharge cycles of the high voltage battery in an HEV are monitored and controlled by a separate battery module. This module monitors battery temperature, current, and voltage to calculate SOC and determine at what rate the battery should be charged. While dealerships sometimes have a special high-voltage battery charger for recharging HEV battery packs, the best charger is the vehicle itself. If the high-voltage battery in an HEV becomes discharged, the first step should be getting the vehicle started to recharge the battery pack. The procedure varies, depending on the model in question. Always follow the manufacturer's specified procedures when starting a disabled hybrid vehicle. Case study: the case of the broken Prius. The owner of a 2003 Prius complained that the engine never shuts off and fuel economy has dropped to as low as 25 miles per gallon, instead of the normal 40 plus miles per gallon. By never shuts off, the customer means that the idle stop, or auto start stop function, is suspended. The master warning light was also on, indicating a serious problem has been detected. The technician used a scan tool and retrieved the following DTCs. P0A80, the difference in voltage between two of the blocks in the battery pack is too high. P3006, uneven state of charge. Scan tool data showed battery block voltages reading ranging from 4.65 to 15.01 volts. Generally, if a battery block is under 7.5 volts, it cannot be restored to useful service. Even if it can be charged, the module has a short service life. The shop recommended, and the customer approved, a replacement reconditioned battery pack supplied by a nationally known company. The battery pack was replaced and the vehicle was restored to normal operation and fuel economy. The summary. The complaint: the customer stated that the engine never seems to shut off and the fuel economy is lower than usual. The cause: the high voltage battery had under equal voltage blocks causing the setting of two diagnostic trouble codes. The correction: the high voltage battery was replaced which restored proper hybrid vehicle operation and fuel economy. Refer to Figure 92-19. A battery service warning label from a Honda Hybrid Electric. High voltage battery safety precautions. Always keep in mind that the high voltage batteries for an HEV can produce sufficient voltage and current to severely injure or kill. Always wear appropriate personal protective equipment, abbreviated PPE, and use approved safety procedures when working around these batteries. Precautions include the following steps. Do not work on the vehicle if moisture is present on the skin or anywhere on or near the vehicle. If service must be performed on the hybrid system, be sure to disconnect the high voltage battery and allow enough time for system capacitors to discharge before proceeding. If an electrical fire occurs, do not attempt to extinguish it using water. Use an ABC fire extinguisher or wait for firefighters to deal with it. Always refer to the service manual for approved safety procedures when handling the high voltage battery pack. The battery case contains liquid potassium hydroxide, a strong alkali solution. Any liquid around the battery should be checked with litmus paper to determine if it is an electrolyte spill. If an electrolyte spill has occurred, be sure to disable the high voltage system, and then use a mixture of vinegar and water to neutralize the solution before cleaning up with soap and water. Remove any clothing that has come into contact with electrolyte and flush any exposed skin with large amounts of water. If electrolyte comes in contact with the eyes, flush with large amounts of water, but do not use a neutralizing solution. Be sure to seek medical advice to prevent further injury from electrolyte contact. Read all warning labels and always follow the vehicle manufacturer's instructions. See Figure 92-19. High Voltage Battery Pack Service. Step by step. Step 1. To depower the high voltage system, the ignition is off and the negative battery cable is disconnected from the 12-volt auxiliary battery, then the high voltage battery safety plug is removed. Step 2. After checking that the voltage level is safe, the rear seat and high voltage battery cover are removed. Always follow the safety procedures specified by the manufacturer for the vehicle being serviced and adhere to all safety warnings and precautions. Step 3. The high voltage wires are removed from the battery pack while wearing high voltage gloves. Step 4. The high voltage battery pack is being removed through the rear of the vehicle. Step 5. The high voltage battery pack is placed on a workbench that is covered with a thick rubber, insulating, mat. A wood top bench can also be used. Step 6. A visual inspection shows that many electrical connections between battery modules are corroded. Step 7. The high voltage battery pack temperature sensors are removed. Step 8. The high voltage battery vent tubes are removed from the battery pack. Step 9. The end caps are removed from the battery pack. Step 10. The fasteners that hold the battery modules to the base of the battery pack are removed. Step 11. The end module is being removed from the battery pack. Step 12. The individual modules are measured using a voltmeter and most modules are found to be about 3.6 volts, which is far below the minimum of 5.4 volts that most experts think can be restored by charging. Review questions. 1. What are two types of high voltage batteries used in hybrid electric vehicles? 2. Why are nickel metal hydride batteries are known as alkaline batteries? 3. What are two designs of nickel metal hydride batteries? 4. What are the advantages and disadvantages of nickel metal hydride batteries? 5. What are the advantages and disadvantages of lithium ion batteries? Chapter Quiz. 1. The voltage levels in many hybrid electric vehicles include A. High voltage battery pack. B. 12 volts in the auxiliary battery. Circa 42 volts for the electric power steering. D. All of the above. 2. The electrolyte in nickel metal hydride battery is A. H2SO4. B. Potassium hydroxide. C. Nickel cadmium. D. Organic solvent. 3. The electrolyte in nickel lithium ion battery is A. H2SO4. B. Potassium hydroxide. C. Nickel cadmium. D. Organic solvent. 4. Normal operating state of charge range for most hybrid electric vehicles is A. 15% to 95%. B. 23% to 83%. Circa 46% to 56%. D. 52% to 68%. 5. The nominal cell voltage nickel metal hydride battery is A. 2.1 volts. B. 1.2 volts. Circa 1.1 volts. D. 2.5 volts. 6. Normal battery internal resistance is A. 15 to 40 milliohms. B. 1 to 3 ohms. Circa 6 to 10 ohms. D. 15 to 25 ohms. 7. Which data parameter is often not included on the data stream of a scan tool when testing the high voltage battery pack? A. Battery temperature. B. Type of battery. C. Battery voltage. D. Battery current draw. 8. Which battery type is not being used in hybrid or electric vehicles? A. Zinc air. B. Sodium sulfur. C. Sodium metal chloride, or zebra. D. All of the above. 9. The internal combustion engine starts on most hybrid electric vehicles when the state of charge of the high voltage battery drops to a 40%, b 50%, circa 60%, d 70%. 10. When working around high voltage batteries, what precautions should be adhered to? A. Do not work on the vehicle if moisture is present on the skin or anywhere on or near the vehicle. B. Be sure to disconnect the high voltage battery and allow enough time for system capacitors to discharge before proceeding. C. Always refer to the service manual for approved safety procedures when handling the high voltage battery pack. D. All of the above. End of chapter 92.